That very day, the first day of the week, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened.
While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad.
Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all of the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." So, how many times have you known someone who was super late to the game, late to the party? Everyone else is talking about something this person has clearly never heard of. Man, that's what these men must have thought about this quote-unquote stranger. Where have you been hiding, man? Under a rock? We know, of course, that this stranger was Jesus, concealing his true self from these men. The narrator is kind enough to clue us in on this from the very beginning of the story. But imagine being these men. Who is this guy that hasn't heard about the prophet, Jesus of Nazareth? They compose themselves, though, and start to tell the tale of Jesus' prophecies, his betrayal, his death, and now his resurrection. They were incredulous at first at this guy's lack of knowledge, but I think the point here is that they do, in fact, recover themselves and start to tell the all-important tale. And to me, that's a really powerful lesson, right? I have never been blamed for keeping my reaction in check, let's just say that. I can definitely be reactionary and not make the best of starts sometimes, kind of like these men. But that doesn't mean I can't still be faithful and fulfill God's work in the end. And these men are faithful. They are followers of Christ. And boy, they cannot wait to spread this good news. And it's important to note here that they're not just spreading gossip like you or I might. Okay, maybe just like I might. Because that conversation might have gone a little bit like this. "Yeah, man, we're going to see what all this craziness is about because people are saying that this guy who called himself a prophet and got himself killed is mysteriously not in his tomb anymore. Can you believe that baloney?" But that's not what they say. They tell the faithful story of Jesus's good works. They tell about his promise to redeem Israel and its people, about how he is a mighty prophet of both word and deed, and about how he has risen and overcome death. It may have taken them a moment, but they got there in the end. Now just imagine that you've passionately and faithfully told the story of Jesus's life and death to Jesus himself.